With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Terminal, the dying church planter, is more than just a story about a guy with cancer. It's a story about one man's monsters, metamorphosis, church planting ministry, and church members. Most of all, it's a story of God's kindness through it all and his ability to work all things together for good. That's according to the podcast producer, Tony Hudson. Terminal follows Richard Pope, a church planter who found out 1 month before launching Canvas Church in Salisbury, Maryland, that he had terminal cancer and 3 to 5 years left to live. Despite his diagnosis, Richard and his team launched Canvas Church on April 4th, 2021. Since then, more than 100 people have made decisions to follow Christ and have been baptized there. This past year, the church doubled in size, trained a dozen ministry leaders, and is sending out its own church plant, the Garden Church in Cambridge, later this year. Terminal is available to you at every major podcast platform. There's also photos and additional podcast materials available at terminalchurchplanter.com.
Good News for Today is made possible by the Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry founded by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand. Richard was imprisoned 14 years, Sabina 3 years, in communist Romania. Today, VOM serves persecuted Christians in more than 70 nations and tells their stories to inspire and challenge other members of the body of Christ. Learn more and sign up for VOM's free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
How can you help your children gain a love for missions? A piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox offers 4 suggestions. First, learn about missions. Children are naturally curious. Whether learning about missionaries serving across the street or around the world, children want to know all about the worker. Look for curriculum that is exciting and engaging for kids, books, videos, other resources. It offers them opportunities to learn how those missionaries share Christ and then place it in their own context. They begin to see their world as an occasion to share Jesus. Second, pray for missionaries. As believers, most of us realize what a powerful privilege it is that we've been given the opportunity to participate in prayer. Through missions discipleship, children are encouraged to pray for specific concerns for missionaries. Birthdays are something that children understand easily. Find ways to pray for missionaries on their birthday. Third, support missions. While children may not fully understand how much it costs to send missionaries around the world, they are beginning to understand how money works. Give some to help missionaries. And then do missions. Take your children with you to accomplish mission trips and activities. Learn more by reading the full piece at baptistpress.com.